Da 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 again, I think I speak on behalf of everyone here. We have so much regards to Ben, to Stewie for making the shidduch. That's actually, we're going to be talking about tonight a little bit about Torah and Tefillah, making our Tefillah Torah. Our Torah and Tefillah are actually, they're very, very much interconnected. But when you go into Shir, when you go into Torah after 12 minutes of singing from your heart, even if you don't know every word what it means, but the tune, as your uncle Eitan said when he gave it over that song on that CD, there's no other, you actually recognize what those words means, Avinu Avarachaman. You should look for the good in us, and you should have mercy on us. So, at the end of the day, you should have mercy upon all of us, Be'ez Hashem. Specifically for Shalema, for let me just make sure I got it right, Chana Basara, Be'ez Hashem, continue for Shalema. So also for Shalema for Ariel, Mazel Tov, Bad Elian, Baruch Tzibah Rivka Basia, Rivka Goldabas Yehudis, Besoch Shar Chol Yisrael. So we'll start off with the start of the story. Usually end with a ma'isa. So this week we're going to start with a ma'isa and also end with a ma'isa. The story is told that the Rav Shitzer Rebbe, the Rav Shitzer was a Talmud, I believe, of the Rebbe Rav Melech. It might be his yahrzeit coming up, I'm not sure. But I had a very big feeling to say a ma'isa from the Rav Shitzer, and actually the first page is going to be a Torah from the Rav Shitzer, even though we're going to get back to Majitz, because we said we're going to stick with Majitz, but Rav Shitz, Majitz, kind of rhymes a little bit, so it's all good. So what happened was the Reb Shitzer's son, his name was Eliezer, and he was doing in the sefer I have over here. It says that he was doing something that he shouldn't be. He was pulling a prank. I don't know what it was. Doesn't say what he was going on. So Reb Shitzer Rebbe went over to him and said, "No, what's going on? What are you doing?" So he said, "It's not my fault. It's Hashem's fault." So why is it Hashem's fault? Said Reb Shitzer. He said, "Hashem gave me Yetzirah. Hashem gave me Yetzirah." So it's a good answer, you know. If every 8th grade, 9th grade, you could use that, it would have been the worst thing. So the Rav Shitzer stood back. No, okay, it's good. You're saying good, but at the end of the day, you have to learn how to be able to control the Yitzhar, and you have to be able to learn from the Yitzhar. So what do you mean you have to learn from the Yitzhar? He says, let's make sure I get the lashon right. He says, you know, the Yitzhar doesn't take any days off. So the Yitzhar doesn't take any days off. What does that mean? He means at the end of the day, the Rav Shitzer says he's so faithful and he always constantly perseveres. You have to learn from the Yitzhara. He never gets bored or tired. He does what he's supposed to do, and what is he supposed to do? To try to get Yidden, to try to get people to mess up. So your job is to try to do the same thing, to be faithful, just like the Yitzhara. The Yitzhara is faithful in his way. You have to be faithful in your way. So listen to what the son said back. Very smart. What he said back to his father. He said, "Dad, with all due respect, the Yitzhara goes about its task without fail because the Yitzhara has no Yitzhara. It's the Yitzhara. You can't compare the Yitzhara to everyone else because the Yitzhara has no Yitzhara. That's the Yitzhara's DNA. His DNA is to be able to get people to mess up. So at the end of the day, you know, you can't, the comparison might be a little fault." I said, why did I start off with this mindset? Because at the end of the day, we're living in the times. There's so much out there, and there's so many crazy things out there. But we have two things that the fight off the Esav, right? We're introduced to Esav in this week's parsha. Esav represents all the bad things in the world. Not to say that we can't learn from the things in the world, but at the end of the day, we're Jews, and at the end of the day, we have to make sure to hold ourselves to a higher standard. The pasuk says in the beginning of the parsha, and Yitzchak is davening on behalf of Rivka to have a child. Look, you don't have the pasuk over there, but I'll just read it over here. It says that she was barren. He davened to Hashem on behalf of his wife, ki akarihi, because she was barren. And it says that Hashem allowed himself to be entreated. It's a fancy art school word, stone chumash. It means to be answered, I think. And I do swell my SATs. Maybe the SAT guys could tell me. And his wife, Rivka, conceived. So if you look at the Lashon, Vayaser, like yes or lo, Hashem atarifka, like he forced himself to be answered. Like what's going on over here? Why can't it just say that Hashem answered Rivka's Yitzchak's tefillas? Like yes or lo, Hashem atarifka, you show that he was forced. Okay, he was entreated. Is that how you pronounce it? Yeah, is that how you pronounce it? I don't know. That he was. It seems very weird. Look inside the Rav Shitzer. The Rav Shitzer is the first page. So we send over the story from the Rav Shitzer. Now we're going to say a story from the Rav Shitzer. So he asks this question. So he says, what's going on over here? He says, so Yitzchak, Hispalo shalol etzarech atzmo. Yitzhak wasn't a davening for himself. He was davening for Rivka. That's what we think he was davening for. But really, what was he davening for? He wasn't davening for Rivka. He was davening for Hashem. And where do you see that in the pasuk? Let's see this Torah inside. Rach letzorech tikun hashchina shlo ye latzar. He davened on behalf of Hashem. Vayasar Yitzhak laHashem. What did he daven to Hashem about? Not that for Rivka, shelo ye lo yizbarach tzar, that Hashem shouldn't have pain. And we know the Gemara says in Brachas, he quotes over there, from where do we know Kadosh Baruch Hu davens? And we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu davens from different psukim. And I didn't give it over here, but if you look at the next page, it says Vayasar in the Zohar Kodesh, you don't have it. We're going to get to the Yisra Brach in a second. It says Vayasar lo Hashem, she yizbarach ispal bishvilo vatar. He says if a Jew davens on behalf of Hashem, right? Yitzchak says, Hashem, at the end of the day, I want to have a son, not to go on Netflix and all day and Hulu and to play ball all day. I want to have Hashem, I want to have a son to serve you. So at the end of the day, it's also a tzar for you. So if you look back in the pasuk, Layatar Yitzchak la Hashem, I'm davening to you. Layasar lo means that, what does it mean Hashem was entreated? That he allowed himself to be answered? That Yitzchak wasn't davening for Rivka, he was davening first for Hashem. And when we know the Gemara says, when you daven for someone else, then again, you're also answered first. If you need something, someone else needs something, then you're answered first. What do you say?
I don't know who the source of it. Yeah. Shlomo.
Yeah.
He said that. The question is, shouldn't it says about Shuvah stands inside the camp stands?
Yeah. Yeah.
So how is it in the answer to Yitzchak's?
Oh, so you say Rivka should be on a higher level.
It should be Rivka.
Yeah.
So he said, what did Yitzchak daven for? Which fits into what you said.
Yeah.
He said Yitzchak daven that, look, maybe I'm not so great.
Oh.
Where Rivka came from.
Oh.
Where she is now.
That sounds like a Reb Shlomo Torah. Like,
I've forgotten whose name was.
By the way, I saw this Reb Shitzer in the one of the Shlomo Katz Reb Shlomo book, so don't think I know every Reb Shitzer. A lot of the Reb Shitzer is very Kabbalistic, very over my head, but I saw Shlomo quoted that.
Rivka said,
look who am I. Look at my husband, the Tzaddik. So they're each davening on behalf of each other. Beautiful.
Which fits in
beautifully. So either you could say like the Zera Kodesh, who says that Yitzchak is davening on behalf of Hashem, or you could say that Yitzchak downs Rivka, Rivka downs for Yitzchak.
Why would Hashem have pain? Says Tzar davening Hashem.
Because at the end of the Gemara says that Hashem davens, from whatever that means. So what does it mean that he caused Hashem to daven? It means that he caused Hashem to daven. That he also, obviously, Hashem's not physical, but when we our actions could actually spur Hashem into doing things too. Like we say in the Kabbalistic terms, Asusa Dilatata, Asusa Dileila. That we have kochos down here that we could force things upstairs to happen through our kochos. What does that mean? I can't give you every little detail. All I can tell you is what the Rapshitzer said. Might it be another question for someone else? Did you want to say something?
No,
I thought you wanted to say something. Okay, beautiful. So Dafka.
Hashem said that you saw that week.
Exactly. There you go. Right, the Gemara says, right, is there an extra copy of the Makoros?
Yeah,
sure. Just because I don't have to keep on flipping back and forth. The Gemara says that the tzaddik goes there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayem. The tzaddik decrees and Hashem fulfills it. So look inside the Yisra Bracha, going back to Majid, our goal this year to get closer to Hashem, to the Majid Chassidus. He quotes probably the most famous pasuk in this week's parsha when Yitzchak is giving out the brachas to Yaakov and Esav. So Yaakov comes in, and Yitzchak says the famous words, "Hakol kol Yaakov, hayadayim yedei Esav." The voice sounds like Yaakov, but the hands of Esav. Before we get to the actual Torah, this happens to be one of my favorite Torahs ever. Can't have a favorite Torah, but one of the things I remember when I was my friend was Shana Gimel, he called me from Yerushalayim and he told me this Beis Halevi. He says, when Rivka's dressing up Yaakov, if you're a smart person, you might want to tell your son, if you're stealing the brachas, not only should you dress like him, but you should also change your voice.
Right.
What's going on over here with the voice? Yeah, Yitzchak picks up on it like that. So why wasn't Rivka scared about it? So this is just a beautiful idea from the Beis Halevi. If we could go a little out of the... This doesn't only have to be Chassidus. We're all Jews, Baruch Hashem. So Beis Halevi says a Mor de Gazach. What does he say? He says that Yitzchak and Esav actually planned... They knew that Yaakov was going to try to steal the brachas. That they knew that Yaakov was going to try to play games. What did they do? They said, you know what Yaakov's going to do? Yaakov's going to try to trick his voice to be my voice and my clothes. You know what we're going to do?
Nice.
Keep the voice, but change the hands. So, which is a crazy Torah now. Because now if you look back in the pasuk, Yitzchak actually thinks that it's actually Esav. HaKol Kol Yaakov, Adayim Adi Esav. Oh, just like we planned. just like we planned, right? Yitzchak and Esav already saw, but Yaakov, Rivka and Yaakov, they saw on a higher level. Taka, they saw. That's what basically you have to see it inside. It's
maybe you should have switched.
It's like voice. Reverse psychology, you know what you say?
Maybe you should have
switched his voice and then switch. Next thing you know, you're playing reverse psychology. Reverse psychology. Yeah. Okay, we're not going to get crazy here. So nice. So what does that kol Yaakov Adayim Esav mean? So the Medrash says, we're not going to do everything inside because I want to move in. I also want to get to Nigunim at the end. I think that was very special last week when we had a Nigunim before Marv. So the Medrash says that when the call of Yaakov is strong and it's found in the shuls in the Batei Midrashim, Yidayim De'esav can't touch us, right? Bizman shekol shel Yaakov matzoi bebeis kinesus Batei Midrashos ain't Yidayim De'esav shulitz b'hem. When we're strong, they can't touch us. The only time they can touch us is when we're not strong. And if you look, he quotes the Medrash. He says, "Va'aretz ha'isah tov v'avo." What does it mean? "Havayis ha'aretz tov v'avo." The land was tov v'avo. It was chaos. What does that mean? The Medrash says, "El ma'asein shel Rasham." That's when the Rasham can control. When there's tov v'avo, when the things aren't going straight, when the Jews aren't doing their thing, that's when the Rasham's actions are causing. But you know what? You want to know how to bring light? How do you bring a little light into the world? "El ma'asein shel tzadikim." You bring a little light. You come together on a Thursday night to learn a little Torah instead of watching the Warriors-Celtics game. Shkoyach, who's going to win? Nobody will get this and that. Okay, I'm holding. Very good. At the end of the day, you come together on a Thursday night to be able to learn a little Torah. It doesn't have to be for an hour and a half. To learn a bit, to daven a little bit, to do our best. And kol kol Yaakov, and the call of Yaakov is strong, then the Yidayim Esav can't touch us. And the Gruz says, I didn't give it to this, but the Gruz brought down Sfarim. The Gruz says that kol and kol, why dafka two kols? One's referring to the call of davening, kol Torah, kol Tzvila, and kol Torah. Why is after the first kol? If you look at the word kol, why is it missing a vav? It's not for now. The second one has a vav. The first kol doesn't have a vav. It's not for now. It's for a shir and it's for itself. But kol kol Yaakov, when the Torah is strong, and the tefillah is strong, and the singing is strong, then the gunim are strong, and your mamish, you're davening, you're not just running through tefillah, then the mamish can't touch us. I just want to skip to page 6 at the end, and we'll get back to page 3. So I was talking to the boys this week. What is davening? You know, sometimes we, like Rabbi Arya Kohn likes to say, is davening, it's not a, what does he call it, a Hebrew lip service, or just seeing who could zug up the psukim as fast as possible. He said it so beautifully, Rav Avram Sey Kluger, Shlita, he's a mashpia in Beit Shemesh in Eretz Yisrael, my Rebbe, Rav Judah's Rebbe. She says, Shemona Eseri, he says, why is the halacha is that you have to say it silently? Why is it? He says, look at the top, Shemona Eseri is decided silently, because it is said with a sense of deep closeness. The feeling is that like of a son who meets his father, after being lost for a long time. In the first few minutes of their reunion, the son rests in his father's arms without uttering a word. Their feeling of closeness is so deep that they don't want to lose the intensity of those moments by speaking. So too, says Rav Kluger, when we daven Shemona Esrei, we experience such internal connection closest to the Rabbono Shalom. We mustn't daven out loud so as not to interfere with the intimate feeling of closeness. He says, the halacha is, the nigla, what's the nigla? The revealed halacha is, you can't daven aloud because you don't want to interrupt the person next to you, this and that. He says, what's the panemius, right? This is the chassidus shir, so now we'll get back to the chassidus. What's the panemius? The panemius is that you have something, such a deep and intimate connection, a close connection. Why would you want anyone else to hear what you're davening about? It's between you and the Rabbono Shalom. It's like you haven't seen your father in such a long time. So one of my students said, so you have that feeling 3 times a day? It's very hard. So I said, good question. I even sent him a progress note. I sent the father parents progress note. I said, good question. That's exactly what it is. A person should have that feeling. It's very hard to have that, you know, to have that pedestal, you know, to have that Yaakov Yosef after 22 years, that love connection. But that's what really davening is. It's obviously not davening. It's not 3 times a day. That's what tefillah is. Tefillah is mamish davening our heart and soul. And when we're on fire for Hashem, we're on fire in our Torah and our davening, whatever level we are, Esav can't touch us. If you look at the word Yisrael, before we get to number 3, if you look at the word Yisrael, I'm going to do the gematria right now. This isn't the first time I'm doing this. Yisrael is gematria 541. We know that Esav was the father of Amalek. Here, let's give it, here, bring a chair in. Aiden is the, Esav comes from, Amalek comes from Esav. So the Rav Weinberger quotes from the Svarim HaKadoshim, Amalek is 240. If you take 541 minus 240, what are you left with? You're left with Ish. What happens? No, that's not what you do. Yeah. He says, no, this is the Torah. I got it now. Full start on the offense. He says a Jew is learning Torah, but if you take out the word Esh out of Yisrael, right? Yisrael is Yunus, Shin, Resh, Aleph, Lamed. If you take the fire out of a Jew, the davening, the learning out of a Jew, what are you left with? 541 minus Esh, 301, you're left with a Malik, you're left with Esav. If a Jew is not constantly trying to grow in his learning, grow in his davening, then a Malik's going to sweep in. And that's exactly the Machat Tzara in page 3. Vahi ach yatza yotze. We see, you know, Yaakov, Esav, Achav, Ba Mitzido. You can just imagine the movie scene. Yaakov slips in out the door. And who slips in? Esav slips in the door. He has his next meal. Chazal tells us it was Pesach. And what happened was Yitzhak said, so sorry, your brother took the brachas, then he should be blessed. And Esav's like, what just happened? But the Mudrasher says, what does this mean? Ach yotze yotze Yaakov, Esav, Achav, Ba Mitzido. And Rashi says, yotze zev, yotze vezev ba. This one left, and this one came. You look at page 4, it says, with the Chayra, sorry that the pages are a little backwards, I just put it in the copier a little interestingly. It says, what's going on over here? Ma kashmo, halo mefurish bepasuk, Yaakov yatzav al Esav. But what's Rashi coming to try to teach us? That this one came, and then this one came, and then he says that Rashi says, yotze is a lashon hove, and yotze is a lashon over, it's a past tense, present tense, what's going on over here? So he says a very, very pashut thing. Such a simple idea, and it's so profound. He says, if a person's not so careful in his life to constantly make sure that he's surrounded by good role models in Torah and Tefillah and constantly surrounded by good things, then it's going to take seconds for Esav to sweep in. So look back in the pasuk, Ach Yotze Yotze Yaakov. When Yaakov leaves, the Esav Ba Mitzido, then the Esav comes in. And he says from the Zohar, Yaakov represents holiness. Yaakov represents the Kedusha. Yaakov represents Torah. A person's not strong in their Torah, strong in their tefillah, Esav sweeps in. That doesn't mean a person can't chill out all the time. There's holy chilling out too. A person, no one's saying that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be pins and needles and in the base midrash, and then you know Hashem wants us to relax. But at the end of the day, if we're not strong with our role models, strong with our Torah, then after that, what happens? And then the Esav sweeps in. He quotes the Baal Shem Tov in the right over there in the second paragraph on the pasuk, v'sartim v'avartim elokim achirim. He says, as soon as you leave me, then you're going to go serve other gods. He says, at the end of the day, a Jew's neshama wants, they want pleasure. We want, that's what it is. A Jew's neshama comes from Shemayim. We come from the Kisei Kavon. So if we're not finding the pleasure in Torah and Tefillah, we're not finding the pleasure in Yiddishkeit, we're going to look elsewhere for the pleasure. And usually that pleasure is, it's a fleeting pleasure. It's a physical pleasure. It's something not real. This happens all the time. I have friends, you know, they say, I want to do whatever I want. And those usually the people who say, I want to do whatever I want, those are the people who end up being the most depressed, the most angry. Because the Jews, neshama doesn't, they don't want that physical pleasure. They don't want that the pleasure that just comes and goes. They want something real. The neshama comes from the Kisei Kavod. Come here, sing with a niggun, sing a little bit of a deeper Torah. Something much, 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 much holier is happening. And the Jews, neshama always constantly wants pleasure. And if it doesn't get the pleasure in Torah and Tefillah, it's going to look elsewhere. And Chas v'Shalom, it's not gonna be satiated. At the end of the day, we have to realize that when we're Jews, we have the ultimate gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah and Tefillah is our ultimate gift. Just to be able to close with page number 5. Page number 5 is from a sefer called the Ol Aryeh. A guy from my good friend Rav Lavi Greenspan. I'm sure everyone here knows who knows that is. He's a big tzaddik in New York. He happens to be blind. Also, Bez Hashem, we should daven that he should find his beshert. Please, God. He told me when he gave me this sefer, I shouldn't say anything, but I am not listening to him. I thank him every day for this sefer because it's an unbelievable sefer. So, if you see him, don't tell him that I told you. I gave him a ride once from Shimon's Pizza. Yeah, don't worry. He's not gonna. I mean, hopefully, he doesn't listen. If he listens, he'll call me up in Bez Hashem. So the puzzle says a Kol Ko Yaakov. And we know Chazal was telling us that this daf refers to Torah and Tefillah. So it says over here that the world thinks that Yaakov only has the Olam Haba. Yaakov is going to get Olam Haba. But he says over here, when a person learns and davens in a real way, you also have Olam Haza too. And he quotes a great story from Rav Aaron Cutler. He says that there was this rich man who one day was told to Rav Aaron Cutler, then, you know, me and you, we're gonna really be the same. But I'm going to have an Olam Haza, and our Olam Haba is going to be the same. I support you. You're in the Lakewood. You're in the Beis Midrash. But at the end of the day, like, I'm going to have an Olam Haza. I'm going to the Yankee game. I'm going to the city every day. I'm living it up. So Rav Aaron Cutler, founder of the Lakewood movement, he said the following. He said, at the end of the day, I'm not Makana. Our Olam Haba, pretty much it's going to be Yisachar Zvulun. You help me learn. Lamaisa, we're going to probably have the same Olam Haba. But don't think that you're going to have a different Olam Hazeh. At the end of the day, we're gonna have a totally different Olam Hazeh. You're in the business world and you're working and this and that. End of the day, my Olam Hazeh is completely different. My Olam Hazeh is dafka. It's full. It's with kedusha. Not saying in the business world you can't find kedusha. You can. I have a lot of friends who are doing great things in the business world. Probably even much more holier things than I'm doing in school. You know, I'm surrounded by. It's so hard to when you're in the city every day and you're surrounded by such crazy things out there and you're so strong to make sure to daven mincha and to be careful with where you're going. You know this and that. At the end of the day, Rav Aaron Kohler says. Don't think that you have it. My hana learning and davening in this world is still on a very high level. At the end of the day, we have to realize the gifts of Torah and Tefillah. When we realize that those are the things that connect us to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's really number one. So just to be able to review, we start off with the Rav Shitzer. The Rav Shitzer's son said to him, "I have Yitzhara." So the Rav Shitzer said, "Okay, but the Yitzhara is so devoted. You have to also be devoted." And then his son said back, "Lamai said, yeah, but the Yitzhara has no Yitzhara." So at the end of the day, the mashal doesn't work out so great. So we learned the Torah from the Rav Shitzer that Yitzchak davened. What does it mean that Yitzhak lo Yitzchak? That Yitzchak davened for Kadosh Baruch Hu. He didn't just daven for himself. He davened for Kadosh Baruch Hu. I want to bring this on to you. When Hashem saw that he cared about him, or as Stewie said from the Svarim, I'm sure that Yitzchak cared about Rivka, and Rivka cared for Yitzchak. It was a real tefillah. It was something that came from their bones. Then we saw the Yisa Bracha, that the Kol Kol Yaakov, Dafka is the Yior. When there's light, then Esav can't touch us. Right? Bizman Shekol Kol Yaakov, when the Yaakov Kol is strong, the Kol of Torah, the Kol of Tefillah is strong, Esav Mamash can't touch us. But we have to make sure that it's strong, because if Chas Hashom says the Divrei Yisrael, if the Kol of Tefillah, the Kol of Torah is not strong, Ach Yotza Yotza Yaakov, then what sweeps in? It sweeps in Esav. We have to make sure to be strong in our davening, to be strong in our learning. Whatever, no one says on your level, whatever that means, to put the fire into Yisrael. Just to be able to close, 30-second story, because I want to get to the end. Baal Shem Tov, there was this guy who came to the Baal Shem Tov, Sochus Yogan Aleinu, and he said, after I heard this school that for 40 days, if you don't say anything besides Torah and Tefillah, that you're going to have Ruach HaKodesh. And I did it for 40 days, and I don't have it. Baal Shem Tov said, okay, did you say Tehillim? He said, of course, I said Tehillim. I did all these things, but I don't have Ruach HaKodesh. So Baal Shem Tov said, okay. He said, let me just think about it for a second. He said, you're davening. Your davening was just lip service. It wasn't coming from your heart. You didn't hear about someone in the community who needed a tefillah. You're just davening to zug it up. You're just going to finish. Someone who really puts in 40 days of mamish, of real Torah, real tefillah, of course they're going to be on the level of Ruach HaKodesh. And the day Kodesh Baruch Hu should bless us when we learn, when we daven, we're not just doing it because it's the in thing to do, or just doing it to put a checklist on our checklist. Okay, daven shachris today, daven mincha. No. I daven shachris to get closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. As Rav Kluger says, it's like a father, it's a son being lost from his father. And if we really looked at every tefillah, or every time we sing a niggun like that, I think it'll change our outlook, specifically when it comes to Torah and tefillah. Shvizocher mit Hashem. To take this fire and turn into tefillah, Bez Hashem, to the holy city of Yerushalayim. La 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 Shkoyach, shkoyach. Mitzvah Hashem next week in Yerushalayim. Kislev.